people have this tendency of, okay, this player had a minus four like Elijah Bryant, so I'm going to sell him because now it's very unlikely that Elijah Bryant will get a minus four again. Good players rarely play bad twice. Are we going to do this all season, like keep always the coach that plays against Alba Berlin? Or is it just the injury situation in Berlin that it's forcing us to do this? Hello, welcome back to the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast. My name is Javi Cancedo, and as usual, in every week, we're going to try to break down the upcoming double round and give you some tips, some advice for the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge. Just you and me, girl. Siliki, what's up?
Hey, Javi, how you doing?
Well, first of all, let me ask you something. How was the experience in the pregame show of the other day in the Greek Derby?
It was amazing, like the best feeling in the world. There was literally no better place to be this past Friday night than Oaka. I think what we all witnessed was one of the greatest games we've seen in the recent history of EuroLeague. Between these teams and the pregame show was lit. If you haven't checked it out yet, you can still do it on YouTube. It was like amazing. Lisa and Devin were there with me. The whole EuroLeague crew was there to support us. It was really, really nice.
Yeah, well, and the game, like you said, was great. Especially the third quarter was amazing. I mean, it's one of the best basketball we've seen all year, and we are in November, so that says a lot. But we're gonna break down what happened. Fantasy-wise, of course, Sasha Vezenko was back to his numbers. He bailed me out in my team. I had him as captain, and he kind of saved my week. I guess that goes for everybody, because I think the first options in turn one, most of them were like Campazzo and TJ Shorts. They didn't play well, and we all went to become to Vezenko to actually save our teams, basically.
So yeah, I think I made a little mistake there, because Friday morning I had Kendrick Nunn as my captain, but then I wasn't very sure about my decision, and I changed him and put Vezenko as my captain. But unfortunately, Nunn had a little better score than Sasha, and that way I could have benefited a bit more. But unfortunately, it didn't happen. Thankfully, someone else was smarter than me this week, and it was Antoni Nava, who was the winner of our private Fantasy Challenge podcast league. So congratulations, Antoni. Keep up the good work, and maybe send us a couple of tips, because right now I'm sinking. Because Nunn Vezenkov captaincy wasn't like the biggest of my problem this week. Eliza Bryant and Sabin Lee kind of destroyed me. I'm heartbroken. I really don't know what to do anymore, because I think I make a good move, like buying Sabin Lee, for instance, and then the outcome is not what I hope for, and I don't know how to fix it. It's becoming like an avalanche. You make a mistake after a mistake, and then they're all piling up, and you don't know what to do and how to fix this. And I'm like literally this close to quitting right now, so I need some help.
No, you shouldn't quit. There's plenty of time left. And here's a little bit of advice from my side, because I failed a million times in this game. I also did well sometimes. But the one thing that you have to keep in mind is that good players rarely play bad twice. People have this tendency of, okay, this player had a minus four like Elijah Bryant, so I'm going to sell him because now it's very unlikely that Elijah Bryant will get a minus four again. Campazzo, TJ Shorts, Elijah Bryant, they all played under their numbers, let's say. Well, to compensate, at some point they're going to have to play over the numbers, and it could be this week. We have two games, it's a double round, and players like that are interesting. In fact, my trades have nothing to do with that. I'm keeping my stars, I believe in them, and I think you should do the same. Don't worry if if they all fail at once, maybe next week they will ace it all at once, so you never know.
I really hope Elijah Bryant will compensate me, because I kept him on my team and I'm not planning on selling him. As long as Larkin is out, I think he has to have a spot on my roster. So please, Elijah, do something well. I really need it.
He also played in turn two, because if a player plays bad in turn one, okay, you can send him to the bench, it's half of the score, you get somebody who probably will get a better score than minus four, which is a logical thing. In another team, I had Bryant that I had Campazzo. I said, okay, Campazzo had a two, but I don't have to worry. I have Elijah Bryant. He's going to play well. He had a minus four. So it happens sometimes, right? That's the beauty of the game, right? That's why we play the Fantasy Challenge. Games like this and rounds like this, are hard to swallow, and then you get all the jokes from people, and it's fun.
It's fun, definitely fun. If you're winning, it's even funnier. If you're losing, not so much, but yeah, it is what it is sometimes.
Okay, so moving on to the next round. Three teams play at home in the double round, Baskonia, Madrid, and Partizan. I think the players from these teams, especially in round 10, the second round of this week, are going to be interesting. They don't have to travel. They sleep in their own beds. They're going to be in a better shape to play. The thing about Baskonia is that Taras Erkeskis is back. And that kind of changes the rotation, but I still think Chima Moneke is the guy to go with Baskonia. In Madrid, I think Campazzo, like I said, after a bad game, I doubt he's going to play badly. And with Partizan, Carly Jones, he almost had a triple-double. He had 20 points and 10 assists when his team had 71 points. That means that he's adjusting now to the competition and we can see his best version. These are the three players that I like on these three teams that are playing at home. Basiliki, I don't know about you. I guess you have the other Jones in mind, Derrick Jones.
I did have Derrick Jones in mind. And thankfully, for once, he played really well and I had a good score from my center. But now he's gone. I'm unpredictable sometimes, what can I say? I wanted to go on a different direction. So Derrick Jones is out. But one player I had in mind, but I didn't end up getting after all, it was Trent Forrest from Baskonia. Mm-hmm. I think he's a little bit under-talked, underappreciated, but he has been really consistent, even though he's a new member of the team and of the league. So keep him in mind if you want to check his stats, and maybe that's a good option there.
Yeah, he's one of the five recommendations in the EuroLeague website article that I wrote maybe half an hour ago. it's not easy to adjust to a team that has its own leaders. Moneke, Howard, Serkerskis, they were there last season and they are the leaders of the team. But I think his athleticism, his driving skills, his talent overall, one-on-one, makes him a very interesting player. So, yeah, that's one of the players to follow. But let's talk about your team first. Which trades did you do? I'm not surprised you with my trades, I think, because I picked a lot of players that you discarded, which is interesting.
First of all, I thank Coach Foropoulos for what he did for me last week, but now we're going with Coach Messina for the same reasons. Armani is playing against Alba. I think that's an easy matchup, and Armani seems to be having a bit of a momentum right now after a big win last week, and not a great win, but a win in the domestic championship. So I'm going with Messina. Tarik Biberovic is out from my team, and I got Alberto Abalde in his spot because he was super cheap, but he's getting minutes and more responsibilities because Real is depleted with injuries. They already had another very wide roster, so I think Abalde is a very cheap option that if you can have something better, you can consider. And the reason I had to go with Abalde is because I overspent on getting on my team Kevin Panther in the position of Saben Lee. He was the MVP of October. He's been phenomenal so far for Barcelona. And Barcelona is playing on turn two, where there are only two games in round nine. So I needed to get someone from those games because I would be dumped otherwise if something didn't work well on T1. So I really needed to get KP. And the last transfer I made was Tyreek Jones is out and Devin Booker is in because Bagan is playing against Fenerbahce. Fenerbahce has some problems in their centers. I think that's their weakest spot right now. Devin Booker has been playing really, really well. So, yeah. That's my trades. What about yours?
Okay, well, first two comments. Are we going to do this all season, like keep always the coach that plays against Alba Berlin? Or is it just the injury situation in Berlin that it's forcing us to do this?
I don't know. Sometimes like it feels like an easy matchup. like, I'm sorry to Alba, but at this point, they seem like they're the weakest team. Villarban has had some good wins. Paris, like, literally the surprise of the season. Everybody thought they were gonna sink, but they had like 4 wins in a row now. Alba seems like the easiest opponent right now. Maybe down the road it's not like that, but for now, yes.
Yeah, I like Procida a lot this week, but he played amazing last week. Even when they lost by 20, he was unbelievable. And I like the fact that you're playing Kevin Puncher against Barca against Partizan in Belgrade. It's going to be a hot atmosphere, but that can backfire, you know? These are revenge games, let's say. It's not a revenge game because they love him there. He played there 3 years. He can play really, really well, or the other way around. I don't know. I don't trust this, playing against former teams. Unless they had a really bad exit and they're playing really well in the new teams, then, of course, it's a must. But that's not Panther's case. Panther is playing great. Anyway, my team, I think you're going to like it. Please wait until the end to make the comments because... Okay, I did the same coaching move. I traded Sfairopoulos, thanking him for a super performance, and I got Messina. I had to trade Nils Sacco because he was injured the other day. He only played a few minutes, and I'm not sure if he's going to play or not, if he's 100%. So I got Tyreek Jones, the player you discarded. I got rid of Djokovaitis, and you're going to like this because I got Neno Dmitrijevic. Your guy, in the beginning of the season, but not anymore. Now he's my guy. Neno, welcome. I trust you since your days in Juventus, so please have a good game. And I traded Dovydas Giedraitis, even when Lonnie Walker had a PAR of -9, I think the way forward is to play Walker more and play Giedraitis less. And that's why I had only 7 credits, and I got Isaiah Cannon. Okay, with the shooter, you know, he can, if he makes his first couple of shots, he can go up to PAR of 20 easily. And if not, then things can go very wrong. And that's Kanan, has been always up and down all season. But yeah, that's my choice. I'm keeping Kanan, kind of gambling a little bit. And let's see what happens. What do you think?
First of all, I love Isaiah Cannon. Like, he's one of my favorite players to interview because he always gives lines. Apart from draining threes on the court, he's really good at interviews too. I have to admit, I thought about getting Dmitrijevic this week too. The one choice was Panter and Abalde, and the other choice was to get Nena Dmitrijevic and Nikola Kalinic. But then I had only players playing on T1. And I thought that wasn't like the best way to go. That's why I ended up with Panter and Abalde instead, because Panter is playing on T2. So I don't know. But I think Nena will play really well this week too.
All right, I have a lot of Milan players. I'm going to read you my team directly. Turn one, I have Dmitrijevic, Kanan, Bezenkov, Osmani, Booker and Weller-Babb starting. Weller-Babb is the sixth man, but you know he gets 100 points, 100% points anyway. And I have Caruso and Ricci, 2 more Milan players. I have 3 Milan players and the coach as turn one. Only in turn two, we have Tyreek Jones and T.A. Shorts. T.A. Shorts, like I said, I hope he bounces back. And Tyreek Jones playing back-to-back home games in front of that crowd. He fires up the crowd with his dunks and everything. I expect a lot from him. What's your team then?
Okay, so I have Booker, Vezenkov, Abalde, Nan, Bryant, and Ricci as my starting 6 right now. I have Coach Messina, Panter, Giedraitis, Kalaitzakis, and Ndiaye. You know, Kalaitzakis and Ndiaye are super cheap. They're not really playing, but if I don't start doing better, I can really replace them. And I had to keep Giedraitis for another round because I had to change the codes too. So I didn't have 4 changes for my players. But I think Giedraitis will be gone soon because of the reason you mentioned. Lonnie Walker is coming. He had a disastrous EuroLeague debut, but he shined in LKL with 19 points. So I think he will get his rhythm pretty soon and start providing, which will decrease the minutes of Giedraitis on the court. So yeah, that's it for now.
For the second round of the week, round 10, I'm going for these 3 teams I mentioned, Baskonia, Madrid, and Partizan, because they play at home, they're going to be rested, and they should be favorites in their teams in the game. So expect me to maybe trade Schürrle for Campazzo or try to go for some Baskonia player. And the idea is actually, if he plays, when he plays really well. So it's not bad at all. Who do you have as team captain then, Vasiliki?
Well, for turn one, I have Kendrick Nan, I think. Again, like I have Nan, I have Zenkov. I don't know what to do. If you have any tips for me, like they're more than welcome, you and the people who are watching us too, because I really don't know what to do. It will be one of them, probably Kendrick Nan, like for a change. And then if the plan doesn't work, I have KP on my bench. So the badge will go to KP.
My choices. Well, I have to think of Sasha. If you're watching this, remember, I'm real. I really need Bezenkov in my team because he's the only steady player. He's the only guy who can guarantee a PR of at least 15 in every game. So to me, that's very solid. And I'm not gonna, unless something, God forbid, happens to him, I'm gonna keep him for the rest of the season if I can. Or if I start doing really bad and I need to sell cheap players, I'll have to sell an expensive one and that would be him, but I doubt it. I have TJ Schürrle as my second choice, so we'll see what's going on. Anyway, that's the end of the show, right? It was quick today.
Yeah, quick. Right. Just the two of us. Frankie, we love you and we want you back soon. So hopefully you will send us your team to review as well. And you can all find us on X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow us there. Ask for advice. Give us advice because apparently we're not doing pretty great lately. And yeah, see y'all next week.
That's a twist. Instead of us giving advice to people, it's people giving advice to us. Makes sense. The way we're doing it is what it is. We have two rivalry series games of the week this week. We have Partizan Mostovet Belgrade against FC Barcelona in round 9. And we have Žalgiris Kaunas against Fenerbahce Beko Istanbul in round 10. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Of course, leave us comments. We are really responsive to comments, both on Twitter, formerly known as X, to here on YouTube. So just comment below and we'll get back to you. And see you next week in the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge podcast.